Well, a local marketing group is working with both sides of the border to design a website that connects family and friends using resources and activities that address the new normal stemming from the COVID-19 pandemic. To give us the details, very happy to have Kay Douglas of Douglas Marketing Group. Kay, good morning.
Good morning, Angelo. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Thanks so much for doing this. Tell us a little bit about what's going on. There's a few foundations, both here in Windsor and across the border in Michigan, that have joined together for this cause. Tell us a little bit about it.
There sure has. We looked at COVID and what was happening, and also saw the experience that was happening by families being home and children not being in school, and how much had to be done and how much that affected mental health and wellness and just, healthy activity. So what we did is we reached out to a number of partners. Yours for the Dreaming is a book that I had written on the creative process that helped people rethink where they're at and come up with innovation. And I reached out to Families First, and who has a great program on telling your story that's a partnership between Rotary and the Literary Association and DMG. And in Tell Your Story, we're asking people to look at submitting stories and finding a hub where all that could come together. Families First also had some really cool Talk of a Lifetime cards that ask questions to families, like what's your favorite thing to do or things like that. So we touched base with them. We touched base with Canadian Mental Health and the Children's Foundation in the U.S., and we decided that if we could put a website together that put a lot of different activities in the same place, that we could give people an option on. With Canadian Mental Health, they submitted different tips about mental wellness and ways of doing that, and it links people back to their site. So the Yours for the Dreaming, createyoursforthedreaming.com, is actually a site that hosts a lot of different other people's pages with activities. So Canadian Mental Health has one. The Children's Foundation has one. One of our clients in the U.S. who's a financial planner, Jim Smalligan, he has a page and offered activities. And then we do, and so does Families First. But further to that, I put it out to all of our TCAN affiliation, or for that matter, anyone who wants to provide tips that are helpful to people at home or give creative activities or things like that. We put it out to our TCAN affiliations of 23 agencies across Canada last week and just said, if anyone wants to submit, we'll put up pages for people to do, because we believe that, if we can really nurture creativity, that's a great thing.
What kind of activities, Kay?
Well, in the case of Yours for the Dreaming, there's a six-step process that teaches people how to take a creative idea and put a strategic and critical path to it to come up with something. So in that case, the kids could have a challenge of something they're doing and design different things along the way, and it has six steps and all kinds of activities for that, which they would end up with something that they could present back as a new idea. So that's one of the things. With Telling Your Story page, we're asking people we put a host of different questions, and we said, submit a story about some of these things that we can share with each other. And whether it's something that's happening through COVID or whether it's just something that helps people get their mind off of what's going on, the whole thing is basically around using your imagination and using your mental wellness to find other things to do, right? And with Canadian Mental Health, that's a whole bunch of tips about just different things you can do and things you should be aware of for mental health. And Jim Smalligan submitted things around financial, things kids could do to look at charting some courses for that way, using their, different critical paths. And the Children's Foundation offers a lot of tips, but also there's coloring pages there. There's also, there's a whole bunch of cool activities that are there. The idea is that as much as we're restricted, we're restricted in some of the activity we can have, how much we can go outside of our home, where we can go, who we can be with. The one thing we believe that can't be contained or kept in a cage is your imagination. So what better gift we felt than to give people exercises that will help them really know the tool they have by using creativity or their imagination.
What's the age range?
It's pretty broad because the Yours for the Dreaming book, I've done workshops from kids from grade 1 to seniors. So it can be applied as a family thing, but kids as early as grade 1 or 2 could do some of those activities. The coloring pages are more for school grade kids, like the junior classes, and the telling your story can range from very simple stories for the younger kids right through to high school. The tell your story, when we did the we've done an annual submission, and that's a partnership, as I said, with Rotary Families First and DMG, and the Literary Association did some guiding on that. Those stories came in from all grade levels. So what's really neat about the submissions for these things is how creative somebody in grade 1 gets as opposed to somebody in high school going through the 6 steps presents really different perspectives on things. The same with writing stories, right? All of those would be from different grade levels. So really it spans straight across. I even suggest that adults try doing some of the exercises. And the adults, like, the intention is that we put families together, that, you know, maybe the parents are sitting down with the kids doing these things and it's joint, or if the children are talking to their grandparents, calling them up and asking them questions, they can write stories about. We're combining generations. So it's a good tool to add to if somebody's finding a shortfall for curriculum, not a shortfall, but not enough activities in the day with what the kids are doing and with the summer coming and not even having the school activities. We were just thinking that by providing this, this is something we could do and give back to community. And everyone who did it just gave it freely. And DMG donated the website and put all of that kind of stuff up. So we're excited about it. And pushing it out, too, just to make people aware there's some really good health tips, too.
With Kay Douglas, with Douglas Marketing Group. Kay, finally, what's the website? Where can people go to find out more information?
Yeah, it's create.yoursforthedreaming.com.
Nice to hear from you, Kay. Hope all is well.
Thanks, Angelo. God bless.
Take care. Bye. That's Kay Douglas with the Douglas Marketing Group, create.yoursforthedreaming.com. The site provides activities and a forum to share creativity and ideas and stories, submissions of work, and a vision that includes a future brimming with opportunities. It is, again, for a partnership with groups both sides of the border. That includes the Children's Foundation of Michigan, Canadian Mental Health Association here in Windsor-Essex County, and also Families First and Kay Douglas of Douglas Marketing Group.